gets a listener gets in touch and says, I can't believe I'm agreeing with Jerry, but today I have to agree with him when it comes to the electricity prices. Well, there you go. Once in a blue moon, it might happen, listener. Jerry, I only support two teams, Ireland and whoever is playing against England, says Jay. Also, I can understand Irish people following British clubs in the days of Charlie Hurley, Johnny Giles, Liam Brady, etc. But why now, when these clubs are full of every nationality other than Irish, why not follow Kerry FC, Bohemians, Shamrock Rovers? Well, look, the League of Ireland is having a bit of a moment. There's more people following that for certain. Pico Lopez will be happy with that as well, or will be contributing to that too in terms of what Cape Verde are doing. But there's all these things to consider when it comes to it, as who you follow and why you follow those teams. Give us your thoughts, 0667123666. Now, we're going to talk about an event coming up tonight and one next week. But first, we're going to transport you to a different era. Stuff from John McCormack. The reason we're playing that this morning is because An American Evolution, John McCormack, is featuring tonight at 8 p.m. St. Mary's Church of Ireland as part of the Summer in Killarney Festival, an evening of music and song with renowned tenor Gavin Ring. And Gavin is with me on the line with Pat O'Sullivan, who's one of the organisers of the event. Good morning to both of you. And Gavin, listen, John McCormack, if you need a reminding of the genius that he was, those two songs would give you an example of it.
Absolutely, Jerry. Lovely to be on the programme with you this morning. I was thinking about it on the way down in the car here. I'm just about to board a train to Houston Station down to Killarney for the concert this evening. You know, in footballing terms, if we're going to do it that way, McCormack was the equivalent of, if you like it, Clifford, Gooch, Mikey Sheehy and Star Donaghy all in one. He was just mesmeric. He was one of the great... He was battled it out for the greatest tenor in the world title with the great Enrico Caruso at the beginning of the 20th century. But listening to those two arias there, those two songs, beautiful, quintessential John McCormack pieces, just, oh, it brings a smile to my face, and I can't wait to perform those pieces this evening myself.
Yeah, and it should be. He became a star of the stage, radio, and film in his time. An incredible career. So you'll be going through his repertoire this evening.
Yeah, we'll be giving a broad sweep of, I suppose, his career from beginning to end. But in particular, we'll be looking, as you know, Jerry, this weekend is the 250th anniversary of the United States, and I suppose in Within that, we'll be looking at his contribution to, I suppose, and his influence on Irish America in particular. So we'll be charting his, as I say, his career from beginning to end, and charting that, as you quite rightly pointed out, a star of stage, screen and recording. He was the greatest, most prolific recording artist of his time. We're hoping to give audiences, I suppose, a wonderful broad sweep of his versatility, his artistry, and what made him famous.
Should be brilliant. Should be a brilliant setting in St. Mary's as well, Gavin.
Oh, St. Mary's is gorgeous. I mean, the acoustic in there will be absolutely perfect for tonight's concert. And I'm flanked this evening by two of Ireland's most fantastic musicians, Gary Beecher on piano and Ken Rice on violin. And with Ken, actually, we'll be paying particular tribute to McCormack's relationship with the American-Austrian violinist Fritz Kreisler. McCormack toured all over America with Fritz Kreisler in the early part of the 20th century. So we'll be looking at that as well. So it'll be an incredible evening of music and song, and as I say, it's always a huge honour for me to come home to my home county of Kerry, come to the wonderful town of Killarney, and sing a wonderful concert like this.
Yeah, brilliant. Pat O'Sullivan Green, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Listen, that's part of the overall festival which is running throughout July. There's a big night on Friday the 17th as well, and this is about a period drama that's been put together about the Bourne Vincent family of Muckross House.
Yeah, Jerry, this is a part of, you know, over 15 events over this three-week period as part of Summer in Killarney. And as part of that, there are a series of five cultural events, of which the flagship cultural events are the John McCormack event. And then on the Friday the 17th of July at 7 p.m, this period drama set in the courtyard of Killarney House, which, you know, is a beautiful setting. There's going to be music, song and dance, celebrating the romance and trials of the Bourne Vincent family. And this is set at a time of dramatic national change. So you can think Downton Abbey with, you know, amazing actors, musicians and song.
That is it. That's happening in, where is it happening on the 17th?
In the court, the 17th of July at 7 p.m. It's a Friday in the courtyard of Killarney House.
Ah, okay. So it's going to be in the courtyard, and it's like kind of a Downton Abbey style thing playing out throughout the evening.
With a big cast and, you know, fabulous setting, fabulous set design, fabulous clothing design, and, you know, what's going to be a great evening of entertainment.
Yeah, and you'll surely get the weather for it, Patrick.
I'm sure we are. It looks like the long-term forecasts are getting better.
How can people get involved if they want to head along to tonight or to next week?
You can just show up at St. Mary's Church of Ireland. You can also book tickets on killarney.ie under the Summer in Killarney menu. And similarly, the same applies to, as far as the eye can see, you can go to killarney.ie under Summer in Killarney and you can book online there.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Listen, gentlemen, thanks for talking about those two major events which will take place, one tonight, one in about 2 weeks' time. That's Gavin Ring there, renowned tenor, who's going to be performing the works of John McCormack. Tonight, 8 p.m, St. Mary's Church of Ireland in the centre of Killarney. You can head along there or go to killarney.ie. And also Friday 17th, that massive production of As Far As the Eye Can See. And that is the period drama. That's on the 17th of July. Killarney.ie, the website to go to. If you have a view, get in touch. Busy weekend in Killarney, of course. Ring of Kerry Charity Cycle. Plus tomorrow at the Summer in Killarney Festival on Sunday, July 5th. There's a gathering at the Ancient Ritual Studio in Killarney. It's a charity fundraiser. Events include photographer Sally McGonigal. She'll be speaking about a children's photography exhibition from the Ada refugee camp in Bethlehem, Palestine. Fundraiser for Gaza. It's a wine charity evening there as well. And don't forget, of course, the Kerry Ladies are in action this weekend. Austin Stack Park against Meath. Make sure you head along to that one. The All-Ireland quarterfinal. Huge game. Chance for revenge. And for a Kerry team making another Kerry All-Ireland semi-final this time in the ladies. Hopefully that one works out. Live coverage of that here from Austin Stack Park.